What's going on with Felicity Huffman and that big college admissions bribery scandal? I'm going to tell you coming up in just a second. First, I've got the latest on Kevin Hart, hearing that Kevin Hart is able to walk again a week after his terrifying car crash and the back surgery that he had, but he is still in excruciating pain. So you'll remember he fractured his spine in three places after a horrendous car crash last Sunday. And Tiffany Haddish, who's a good friend of Kevin Hart, said he's already walking and that he's good, but I'm hearing that the pain is the biggest issue right now that he's dealing with.
So that's how serious the accident was, I guess basically he wasn't able to walk for a good few days at the least, I guess.
Well, when you hear like spine injury and fractures in the spine, you wonder if it's ever going to happen again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Kevin Hart's wife, Aniko, is not ready to talk about the accident yet and his road to recovery because TMZ keeps catching her in different places and she's been pretty broken up about everything, obviously, and she's just not ready to go there yet. But luckily, Tiffany Haddish swoops in and is talking his business all over town. So Felicity Huffman could dodge a huge bullet in the college admissions bribery scandal, where she and Lori Loughlin and a bunch of other rich parents paid a ton of money to get their kids into university and on different varsity teams, right? So the federal prosecutors have recommended that Felicity do 1 month of jail time in a federal prison and pay $20,000 in fines.
Take it, do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
She must be relieved because months ago they were recommending somewhere between 4 and 10 months of prison time. They basically said that the government wants to make it clear that rich, privileged celebrities will go to prison also if they break the law. And they said, you know, there are millions of parents who send their kids to college every year and they care about their children's future just as much as she does, but they don't buy fake SAT scores. That's
right,
not
exactly.
Cool,
yeah.
Right? Now, Felicity Huffman's attorney is asking for probation, community service, and a fine. They really obviously don't want her to go to prison. I don't think Desperate Housewives do very well in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And Eva Longoria and Felicity Huffman's husband, William H. Macy, along with 25 other people, actually wrote letters of support saying how remorseful Felicity is and how deeply ashamed she is of what she did.
Mm-hmm. If they really want to make an example of this and sort of rule with an iron fist, do you think that a month is enough to set that example, to set the bar?
Well, we'll see what the judge decides, but they may make an example of Lori Loughlin, who refused to plead guilty, right?
Right.
We'll see. She said she was not guilty. Felicity Huffman actually pled guilty, which may be why she's getting such a great deal.
Gotcha.
But we'll see. Lori Loughlin, maybe she'll
get
it.
She's just flat out denial.
She is still in denial. She's doing yoga on the weekend like nothing's going on.
Living her best life. That's great.
So disappointed in Aunt Becky still. I really am.